elements requiring consideration and analysis is morbidity statistics of socioeconomic trend. The morbidity statistics of socioeconomic trend is also important parameters for it, like per capita income and industrialization. Usually the diseases which are communicable are more prevalent in the low socioeconomic strata and more industrialized region because of the increase in the population density, less awareness about the disease, so more chances of getting diseased. Secondly, standard of living. If the standard of living is poor, the personal hygiene will be poor, the health education will be poor, and therefore the chance of getting infected with the waterborne disease are more prevalent. Then whenever the literacy is high, the per capita income increases, and these type of individuals are usually prone to develop non-communicable disease like alcoholism, psychiatric illness like acute panic attack, schizophrenia. Then these type of individuals also may suffer from lifestyle disease like coronary artery disease, etc. because they have got money in the pocket, they spend a lot, especially for the family party, family get together. Their habits may be positive like smoking, drinking, etc. So they may suffer from liver disease like alcoholic liver disease, cirrhosis of the liver, hepatic cancer, coronary artery disease, diabetes, hypertension, etc. So therefore the literacy, level of housing, social habit are also culprit for spreading this non-communicable disease. The morbidity statistics related to hospital statistics is also important parameter, which I have highlighted before, like admission rate. For example, in rainy season, if you see there is more admission related to gastrointestinal disease, be prepared for next year during rainy season so that there may not be any hurdle in giving treatment for the patient who really requires the treatment. Disease specific admission means disease admission related to specific disease like malaria, typhoid, cholera, measles, etc. Then hospital bed available. Hospital bed available is also one of the important parameter. Hospital beds available. This is also one of the important parameter whenever we are studying the disease pattern of hospital admission, because many hospitals are not able to cope up with the inflow of the patient. That is why nowadays a new concept is coming to segregate the hospital wards into surgical ward, medicine wards, and provide bed according to the inflow of the patient. For example, if the patient load is more in the pediatric ward, the beds or more beds are available for the same. Similarly, if the beds are less occupied in the tuberculosis ward, for which nowadays very less admission is required, especially in the big corporate hospital, either in the acute phase, isolation bed is required till the patient become non-infectious, or most of the patients are given treatment on OPD basis. One of the important statistics is number of the autopsy performed. So autopsy is not only performed for the medico-legal purpose, that is known as forensic autopsy, but sometimes autopsy is also performed for the pathological cause, to know the extent of the lesion, the site of the lesion, the cause of the disease, etc. Then one of the important statistics of disease pattern in OBS and gynec hospital is number of emergency caesarean section, that is lower segment caesarean section performed. Because if the hospitals are performing less number of emergency LSCS, it means that more deliveries are conducted by the normal route and such type of patient will have less complication in the second time pregnancy, and it also reflect the better ANC care given to the patient because there is no emergency arise, because patients were constantly monitored by gynecologist in the OPD during ANC checkup, like ultrasonography, monitoring of the hemoglobin level, determining the position and the extent of fetal amniotic fluid, the lie of the baby, the lie of the placenta. For example, if the placenta is lying very low, then this type of condition is known as placenta previa, where elective LSCS is performed, because none of the gynecologists want their patient to land into bleeding. And number of the death occurred in the hospital, it may be because of the lack of the medical facilities given, or it may be the patient fall coming to the hospital at end stage where no treatment options are left. Epidemiological approach in medical care planning. While applying epidemiological method in the collection and evaluation of scientific evidence related to the health of the population, the need, the demand and outcome can be crudely evaluated. So epidemiological method is the method to study the nature of the disease in the population with relation to time, place and person. So epi means among, demo means people, and logical means study. So it is the study that is concerned with the population residing in the particular area, so that one can predict the disease pattern which is existing in it, so that timely and accurately treatment can be given for the acute phase of the disease. At the same time, find out the root cause by doing epidemiological investigation, so that preventive measures can be adopted and occurrence of certain diseases can be prevented in the future outcome. For example, if we see that there is many cases of acute gastrointestinal diarrhea or cholera in the rainy season, then the source is contaminated water. So if water and sewage department do the preventive maintenance checkup before the start of rainy season, if people are educated about the safe and clean drinking water, if the patients are made aware about the signs and symptoms of acute diarrheal disease, home modality treatment of acute diarrheal disease, the complication and adequate treatment can be given to the patient, and thus the load in the hospital will decrease. And if proper preventive measures are exercised, then such type of patient may not suffer from diarrheal disease. It should be realized that planners get impatient with the time frame of full epidemiological study, as it is time consuming and results are not readily available. Since epidemiological study usually involves the field study where there is no patient, but the disease causing agent or the source of the disease causing agent exists. So the epidemiological investigation, the epidemiologists do the clinical or the field survey without any clinical touch. And that is why, although they are time consuming, once the hypothesis is made, the results are very good, but the results may take time, may be time taking, and results may take 1 year, 3 years to occur. For example, if a particular hospital has taken up case control type of epidemiological study for tuberculosis, then it is very difficult to give the result, because TB itself is a communicable disease where the intensive care treatment is required for the prolonged period of time. Complication can occur or complication cannot be occur. So long term follow up review of the report, constant review of the report is also very important. So if you want to get the result within 6 months, it may not be possible because of the underlying nature of disease. But when the hypothesis is made, how the disease spread, epidemiological trial is set up, the disease can be more accurately prevented than treated in future. Other is the social, economical, educational and cultural characteristic of the people and attitude of the medical profession influence the manner in which the existing healthcare facilities are utilized. It is the people who are going to enjoy healthcare facilities available in the hospital, and hospitals are places where the treatment can be given, investigation can be carried out. So whenever one comes to the hospital, the patients require treatment and the hospital requires the place to give treatment, and this can be only possible when number of hospitals are more, when patients are educated, their standard of living is more, they have got good money in their pocket with the good educational background, so that they are able to spend for the treatment and investigation carried out. However, where the hospital facilities fall woefully short of bare minimum requirement, these factors will not come into play. So these are not only available, or these are not only the data which are mainly concerned with the patient side, but sometimes patients are well off to pay for the treatment, but the hospitals are not equipped to give the treatment. That is why many patients are referred from small places like Raipur, Nagpur to bigger cities like Mumbai, where more specialized and sophisticated treatment facilities are available. These factors also become helpful or become evident where patients are flown from one country to another, and that is why nowadays many incapacitated sick patients are transferred from one country to another by means of airways, that is known as air ambulance, because these type of facilities may not be available in their country, but it is available in the other country. Since all hospitals, bigger hospitals of each country are ISO certified, the quality of treatment does not become doubtful, because the treatment will be at par with the international standard. Only thing required is to send the right patient at the right time and also at the right place. Hospital beds available, as opposed to developed country where utilization is high, because of the large availability of hospital bed, the scenario is entirely different in developing countries such as India. Mumbai is only the metro city in India where the population bed ratio is best. So population bed ratio means the number of hospital bed available per unit of the population size. Normally, for each 3 individuals, 1 hospital bed should be available. But this is not ideal and not always true, because India is a developing country with limited resources, with limited awareness, with limited infrastructure. And a study was conducted recently, and it was found that Mumbai is only the metro in India which has better number of hospital beds as compared to population, although the Mumbai is the most populous city of India. Other cities such as Kolkata, Bhuneshwar, cities like Raipur, cities like Jaipur, Jodhpur, Bhopal are lagging behind the healthcare demand of their city population, because less hospital, less healthcare infrastructure is available to give right treatment to the needy patient at that particular time. Therefore, many patients are coming from these places to Mumbai to get themselves treated. Population coverage and distributions. Since the full coverage of the population depends on equitable regional distribution rather than the total number of bed available, the population coverage and distribution become very important. For example, Mumbai is a highly populous city of India. But when we consider the distribution of the population, we have seen recent trend that many people are selling their house from the greater Bombay, like Bandra, Santa Cruz, Vile Parle, Andheri, and switching over to a less populous, less congested, more economical suburbs of Mumbai like Vasai and Virar. So because of this trend in the movement of the population, we have to increase the healthcare infrastructure more in the suburb where more people are moving. And that is why previously there was no big hospital in the suburbs of Mumbai on Western Line like Borivali, Mira Road, etc. But nowadays good hospitals such as Satabdi Hospital, which is government funded, Karuna Hospital, which is public-private partnership hospital with the charitable concept, then Umrao Hospital, now known as Wokard Hospital in Mira Road, then Cardinal Graces Hospital in Vasai has come up. So these hospitals have come up when somebody took the pain to study the distribution of the population and migration of the population within the city from one suburb to the other. Therefore, this is also one of the important parameters when we consider the health demand and supply. Factors influencing the hospital utilization also depend upon the age profile of the population, because it is seen that more and more people require the healthcare need when they become old. And nowadays, the life expectancy of the average Indians is 67 years. That is why government is also paying attention towards increasing the number of the bed by providing more fund, setting up more hospitals, etc. Like new hospitals are coming up funded by the government. For example, Satabdi Hospital, which I have told, came up in the Borivali region. Similarly, government is also planning to increase the number of the bed in already existing hospital under private public partnership. Nowadays, government is also increasing the retirement age of the individual because of the increase in the average life expectancy. Previously, the people used to retire at the age of 58 years, but now government is increasing the retirement age from 60 years to 62 years, considering the lifestyle pattern and increase in the age profile of the individuals. Bed turnover ratio, that is number of the discharged and treated patient versus total number of bed available. So bed turnover ratio is one of the important biostatistics which tells you how much your bed is being utilized by the patient, which is contributing to the revenue of the hospital, especially the corporate hospital. If BTO, that is bed turnover ratio, is high, it will increase more revenue for the hospital as more and more bed will be available and will be occupied by the new inflow of the patient, and therefore new modality of treatment, new investigation can be carried or given to the newly admitted patient. Few hospitals have the admission and discharge policies, like Hinduja Hospital, which is located in Dadar West, has the policy to discharge the patient immediately when the patient vitals become normal. And usually they don't keep the patient beyond 72 hours for the acute communicable disease, because they feel that once the patient become treated, vitals improve, there is no reason why the hospital will keep the patient longer. Because if the hospital keeps the patient longer, it will increase more billing on the patient size. Therefore, the patient has to spend more. This will leave the patient and the relatives unhappy, At the same time, if the patient comes with pain and suffering and they are discharged within 72 hours with the relief pain and suffering, the patients will be more and more happy, and these patients may tell many good things about the hospital. Therefore, the hospital has to do no additional marketing or advertising, and by simple mouth-to-mouth appreciation, the hospital will get more popularity, more advertisement, more popular among the general people, and therefore more and more patients will come to the hospital to get treated. Therefore, bed turnover ratio is also one of the important parameter. Then other factors influencing the hospital utilization is availability of the medical services other than hospitals. So it is also very important that all patients do not require treatment. So if there is medical facilities other than the bigger hospital in a given locality, the patient load in the particular hospital will decrease. For example, if there is more dermatology clinic, if there is more psychiatric clinic, if there is more private orthopedician, if there is more private laparoscopic surgeon, if there is more private cardiologist or physician, then the number of the patient coming to the hospital will be less, because the patients who are well off, who requires specialized care and the care with special attention, can get themselves treated in these small dispensaries, nursing homes and specialized clinic, rather than standing in long queue to get treated in the government, civil or the corporate hospital, because there the appointment with the doctor they will get easily. Second, they have to not wait long. Their disease will get attention and treated by the doctor readily. Their pain and suffering will reduce, and overall they get the treatment at the cost of their paying capacity. They were also willing to pay before also, but because of the lack of adjoining infrastructure, they were dependent on the main hospital. But because of the available facilities, now they are less dependent on the main hospital, and they can take the timely and right treatment from these small clinics, nursing home and private practitioner. Customs and attitude of medical profession is also important. Like doctor order admission primarily for the medical reason. For example, if the patient has got simple malarial fever, and if the counts are normal, vitals are normal, there is no need to admit the patient. But if the patients are severely dehydrated, vitals are not normal, platelet count is very much low, patient is suffocating or gasping, patients have got the underlying illness like uncontrolled diabetes, hypertension or repeated history of upper respiratory tract infection, then the such type of patient may require admission. So admission depends upon the sign and symptom which the patient is having, and also the attitude of the doctors towards admission. Secondly, if the patients are to be admitted in a large corporate hospital, it depends upon the hospital admission and discharge policy. And most important factor in this is number of bed available. For example, Mumbai is a very costly city, and there are large number of hospitals concentrated in the greater Bombay, like Bandra, Dadar, Colaba area, etc. So these areas being very costly, they do not want to keep the patient longer, because the patient bed per day charge will be very high. This will increase unnecessary burden in the form of increased hospital charges which the patient has to pay. That is why they have the policy not to admit the non-clinical cases or non-specific cases or cases which can be easily managed at home, and only they admit the serious patient or the patient with the serious underlying illness which requires special medical attention, treat them promptly and discharge them as early as possible, so that the hospital will get the new patient for new test, for the new surgeries to perform. At the same time, the hospital, same time the patient will have to pay less for the treatment taken. factors influencing the hospital utilization also depends upon the method of payment of for the hospital services. Nowadays, most of the hospitals, private nursing homes are run on the corporate concept. So they want more and more paying patient, and if the patient pays in cash or in check, they usually prefer them. They also prefer the patient who has got health insurance package or health insurance coverage, especially from the bigger health institution like Bajaj Allianz, Religare Healthcare, etc., because they know that the payment by their TPA will be fast, that is third party assurer. Secondly, these hospitals are already tied up or in panel with this private health insurance policy, and they do not require additional data which is required regarding the clearance of the bill. Some of the big industrial house do the memorandum of understanding MOU with the major hospitals, so that if their employee, both serving and retired, want to avail the treatment, they are usually directed to the panel hospital, and where they get admitted and treated according to the previously signed memorandum of understanding. And this memorandum of understanding may be in the term of bed charge, consultation fee, investigation, overall bill, or major surgical package like knee replacement, coronary angiography, coronary bypass, hip replacement, etc. And the bill comes to the parent organization at monthly interval, which is usually carried, cleared or settled within 1 or 2 months after submission of the bill. The big PSU, public sector undertaking in Mumbai, which are providing cashless treatment to the employer, are Reserve Bank of India, State Bank of India, Air India Limited, Hindustan Petrochemicals Limited, Bharat Petroleum Limited, then RCF, Rashtriya Chemical Fertilizer Limited, Bhabha Atomic Research Center, Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, etc. Then it also depends upon the ability of qualified manpower which is available to run the hospital. The qualified manpower may be in the form of general duty doctors, may be in the form of specialized doctors like gynecologist, physician, cardiologist, orthopedician. Few departments in the hospitals are usually very heavy with the large number of emergency and severe cases coming to them, like orthopedic department in the hospital or cardiology department in the hospitals are usually over flooded with the patient. Therefore, they require very prompt and aggressive treatment which has to be given at the appropriate time. That is why hospitals are concentrating more and more on employing more and more cardiologists, gynecologists, orthopedicians as compared to dermatologists, ENT, ophthalmologists, psychiatry, which require less aggressive treatment and less emergency treatment. Factors influencing the hospital is housing. Housing is also one of the important factors that influence the hospital, because nowadays everyone is working, therefore there is no concept of joint family. Nuclear family concept is there. Most of the family try to live independently. That is why if somebody becomes sick in the patient, and if their other counterpart is working, nobody is there to take care in the home, and thus such type of patient like to get admitted in the hospital, where at least throughout the day and night timely treatment can be given, provided that they are able to pay. So this type of family concept also influence the hospital load. Morbidity pattern is also important factor, because morbidity shows the disease pattern. Certain communicable diseases, although they are acute in one set, they require the short stay in the hospital, like acute diarrheal disease, malarial fever, whereas certain diseases which are also communicable in nature, like tuberculosis, may require long-term treatment. That is why such type of patients are usually isolated in the TB specialized hospital, like TB specialized hospital in Mumbai located at Sivri, or TB sanatorium. Similarly, psychiatric patient may be admitted for the psychiatric illness in the psychiatric hospital. Cancer patient may require specialized treatment, may be admitted in the cancer hospital like Tata Hospital. So this morbidity disease pattern, when we consider, we have to study the nature of the disease, whether it is communicable, whether it is non-communicable, whether it is degenerative, or whether it is whether it does not come in all this category, that is emergency cases, road traffic accident, trauma, or it may be because of the natural calamity. And since Mumbai, the topography is such that Sion Hospital is considered to be located in the most peripheral part of Mumbai, usually receive more trauma patient as it is located on the highway as compared to the hospital located in the greater Bombay, like metro hospital, like hospitals located in the greater Bombay, such as Bombay Hospital, then hospitals which are located in the Colaba area, etc.